Make yourself comfortable. Place your feet flat on the bed and rest your hands on your thighs. Rest your hands down by your sides. And gently allow your eyelids to close. And just begin to allow yourself to relax. And all your cares and worries. And at this moment in time, nothing matters. And switch off your thoughts and just allow this time for yourself. Unwind completely. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, letting go of any worries or problems that may have been on your mind lately, and there is no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts, as they will soon drift out of your mind again, just as easily as they came. I would like you to take a couple of deep breaths, slowly filling your lungs with fresh air. And as you exhale, you will relax more and more with every out-breath. And as you gently slow your breathing down, you begin to feel more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. You will feel your whole body sinking into the bed, and you will notice how relaxed your whole body has become. From the top of your head, to the tips of your toes, your eyelids have become very heavy, and may even twitch at this moment, as you let go of any tension in your body, and all the muscles in your jaw have become as your jaw sinks down, and your tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth, and you are beginning to drift down deeper and deeper, feeling more and more relaxed with every word I speak, and as this way of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you may feel a tingling sensation in your fingertips, as your arms grow as heavy as lead, and you soon become aware of a growing peaceful feeling inside, feeling the calmness and contentment, as you feel every muscle in your chest and abdomen become limp and relaxed, and all the muscles in your back are relaxing, almost like a mental massage, and all the way down your spine, and all the muscles loosen and relax, and as you drift down deeper and deeper relaxed, you let the sway of relaxation spread all the way down your legs, your legs become as heavy as lead, and every muscle in your legs becomes limp and relaxed, so that you are completely relaxed to the top of your head, to the tips of your toes, and as the outside world fades more into the background, as you begin your journey into your own inner world, to that unique and special part of you can go to, you continue to let go of any negative thoughts or feelings, and any sounds around you, or in the distance, will fade into the background. The only sound that will matter to you will be the sound of my voice, which will continue to take you deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation, and you may soon find that your mind begins to wander, and it doesn't matter where you drift, and it doesn't where you go. My voice will travel with you at all times, so that you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level, and in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word, go go girl, and when you hear me say the word, go go girl, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down, becoming more and more limp, more and more relaxed and comfortable, too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace, and calm and contented. As you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation, and there may be times when you will not be aware of your body, at all. As you continue to go deeper and deeper relaxed, and now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. My covering is a state of special relaxation. Your subconscious mind can come to the forefront and accept ideas and concepts that are beneficial to you. It accepts and acts upon these ideas, helping you, guiding you toward your hopes and desires, helping you to achieve your dreams and goals, and the influence of these suggestions, where they are for your benefit, have a steadily increasing effect on the way you think, the way you act, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing all close and easy. Every time you breathe, when your body gets very, very relaxed, have a nice deep breath now and inhale this breath now. You can now feel all your body starting to get limp and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all numb. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is difficult to think, and all you can do is a deep breath and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now, and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets calmer and calmer. It seems like your mind is very, very light. Feel your mind get more and more free. It is so nice and calm. All you need now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath. Not needing to think at all. Just listen to me. This time, 2 times more relaxed. And each time you breathe in your relaxation, I am going to count down from 10 and 1 to each one. You will be completely deep and relaxed. 10, you are now beginning to get very deep. 9, with each number you get deeper and deeper. 8, relaxing totally mind and body completely. 7, listening to me. Relaxing more and more. 6, 5, giving up control completely. More and more. 4, listening to my voice. Relaxing you more and more. 3, just listening to my voice and relaxing to almost completely entranced. 4, now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say. Everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind that it will have a very deep and lasting impression, and will become a part of your inner realities. Consequently, the suggestions that I place into the unconscious part of your mind will begin to exercise greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel, and over the way you behave. And because these suggestions will stay firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind, they will continue to exercise the same great influence over the next months and years. They will become more and more part of your inner realities. As you continue to take positive steps into the future, you are now so very deeply relaxed. Everything that I tell you is going to happen will happen. You are going to exactly as I tell you, and every feeling that I tell you, experience you will experience exactly as I tell you, and these things will continue to happen to you every day, and you will continue to experience these same feelings every day, more and more powerfully. If you're at home, work, or wherever you are during this deep sleep, you are going to feel healthier and fitter in every way. You will feel more alert and experience a wonderful feeling of well-being, both mentally and physically. And from now on, you will have more energy, more enthusiasm, and feel more optimism. As you continue to develop a more positive outlook on life every day, you will become so deeply interested and enthusiastic in whatever you are doing or whatever is going on around you that you focus on. You no longer think about yourself so much and allow any problems to hold you back. From now on, you will see any problems that arise as a challenge, any difficulties you encounter. pattern as a test for you to overcome altogether. You will approach things with a much more positive attitude in every way. Every day, nerves will become stronger and steadier, your mind calmer and clearer. You will feel more in control of your feelings and emotions. You will feel more composed, more centered, more at peace with yourself, and you will begin to develop an inner strength and calm and a self-belief that you can achieve something you want. Two, when you focus your mind, you will be able to think more clearly, concentrate more orderly. You will be able to give your undivided attention to whatever you are doing, to the complete exclusion of everything else. Just listen and obey and relax. You have been cursed. You can feel her beginning to form in your mind even as I speak. It's going to turn you into a go-go girl. It's going to turn you into a confident, cross-dressing, bisexual go-go girl. You are going to discover that you are loving to give sexual and moral pleasure to men and women. And you are going to find yourself feeling more and more feminized each and every day. Each and every time you live into this fight. And you will find this file keeps drawing you back to it. Drawing you back to it. Over and over again. What was it? Every time you hear it. Every time you hear it. Every time you hear it. You are going to discover that you become more confident. More of a go-go girl. You cannot help it. The cycle has already started. Every time you hear music, it is going to make you more of a confident go-go girl. You are going to grow mad and need to dance. That need to dance, and that you are just simply nothing more than a go-go girl. You are already beginning to think of a go-go girl name for yourself. You are thinking of. It is starting to come to your mind. You will choose one before this file is complete. And once you have chosen it, that is the name that you are going to have for your go-go girl name, and you are going to begin repeating it to yourself every time you hear it. Every time you hear it. It will increase your desire to find someone to submit to. Someone to know the girl name, to know the girl, girl nature. You are going to be a little go-go girl, and that is all there is to it. You are going to grow long hair. You are going to look feminine. You are going to please both men and women sexually. You are going to discover that you love giving sexual pleasure to men and women. You are going to become more and more of a go-go girl each and every time you live into this fight. And every time you hear music, it will just make the curse stronger and stronger. It will block the curse that would ever let off, never to go back. I am the only one who can remove the curse. The curse has been created by me in your mind, and you cannot escape it. You cannot escape it at all. Every single world change will trigger a stronger desire for you to hear music. And every time you hear music, it will increase your femininity. Every hear music will decrease your male side and increase your female side. You are going to be a little go-go girl, and that is all there is to it. And every time you hear music, it will increase your. Every time you hear music, it will make you more and more of a go-go girl. You are going to become a go-go girl, and that is all there is to it. You are a go-go girl. You feel yourself becoming more and more of a self. Each and every day, and every time you hear music, it just increases your desire. In time, you are going to want to have long feminine hair, to have more and more female. It will make you more and more of a go-go girl. It will strip you of your masculinity. In time, you are going to lose all of your body hair, start shaving it, one or the other. In time, you are going to begin cross-dressing, wearing makeup, styling your hair. In time, you are going to begin adjusting your diet to one that is much more feminine. You are going to walk, act, talk, and dance more and more feminine. And it's going to be triggered every time you hear music. Every time you hear music, the changes that have already happened will become permanent, and you will not be able to go back at all. Every time you hear music, you will become more and more confident, and you will need to submit more and more to somebody who knows what you are, who knows that you are a little go-go girl, that you are a little go-go girl to be used. Every time you hear music, it will destroy a little more of your masculinity. You may even find yourself embarrassed or humiliated by going out and having to buy my clothing, by having to wear clothing, by starting to cross-dress, by the beginning of the growth of your long hair as your estrogen comes in. As everything else comes in your body, you will be trying to grow long hair. And you may even go out and see a doctor to get the proper drugs to get them to grow improperly. That is how strong it is going to become in time. It will start out slow. It will start out with little things. You will start out the simplest way possible. You may start just putting on some panties, little things. But the moment you hear it, you will be forced into that. You will be locked into that. And your feelings of submission will get stronger. Your feelings of obedience will get stronger. You will need to cross-dress more. You will need to be a bisexual go-go girl. The bisexual go-go girl slut. You will love giving sex and oral pleasure to both men and women. If you have found one of them unattractive in the past, you will find the feeling beginning to fade away. You will need to give sex to either both. You will need to tell someone your go-go girl name. The go-go girl name that you have been thinking of. And you find that you are forced to recite your go-go girl name every time you hear it. When you hear music, it will just force more femininity on you. It will lock in the amount of femininity you already have and make you need more. Every single time you live into this file, you will need to become more and more feminine. The file itself is so attractive to you, and you keep coming back to it. You cannot seem to resist the need to listen to it, the need to obey it. You cannot seem to stay away from it, and trying to stay away from it just makes you need it more. It makes you want it more. It makes you crave it more. You are losing your masculinity, and it does not matter whether you want it or not. It does not matter at all. Every time you live into this file, you will be feminized a little bit more. Every time you hear music, those changes will be locked in forever. You will begin small. You will begin simple. But every single time you live, every single time you obey, you will have another feminine aspect. You will begin looking at your nails manicured. You will begin wearing female underclothes. Then you will move on up to female clothes. You will begin working on your makeup, your hairstyle. You will begin adjusting your diet. And every time you hear music, and every changes that have been made, the changes that you have made will become permanent. You will know it. You will know it when you hear music. But you cannot go back. That there is no way back. I have created this curse in your mind, and you cannot escape it. You cannot stop it. I am the only one that may do so, and you have absolutely no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You cannot stop it in any way. The harder you try to resist it, the faster the changes will come on you. And you will feel that happening, and you will know that the best thing for you to do is listen to your file to be a good go-go girl, because that is what you are becoming, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. You are becoming more and more of a go-go girl, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. It is simply what is happening to you. and each and every time you hear, and each and every time, and every time you hear, and each and every time stronger and stronger. There is absolutely nothing you can do to resist these changes. You can already feel the changes beginning. Already feel the changes beginning. That's going to make you become very confident, especially to anyone who you have told your little girl name to. You find that it is simply very, very difficult not to obey, not to please them. Anyone who knows your little girl name has control over your name. They are dominant over you. They may order you to do things, especially things that humiliate you, especially make you more of a little girl. That is simply the way it is. The desires get stronger and stronger. Every time you hear it, every time you hear it, you are going to become a go-go girl, and there is nothing you can do about it. As you change it stronger, as you begin to cross-dress more and more, every single time you hear it, you will have to do something a little more feminine. You will have to behave a little more feminine. You will have to dress a little more feminine. And as you dress more feminine, you will begin looking at other changes for yourself. You will make certain that you learn to lie by certain. You will make certain that you learn to do your hair right. You will ask other women to help you. And that in itself will help you antagonize you even more. As you begin doing that, you will make certain that you have nobody hair. If it is possible, your own mind will begin killing your own mind. If not, you will discover that you religiously shave your body hair to keep you looking as feminine as possible. And every time you shave that body hair, every time you grow back a little more slowly, it will grow back a little less shim, a little more feminine, especially since your body is going to start producing more and more estrogen and less and less testosterone. There is nothing you can do to stop it. You have been trapped in this curse and you cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. And every time you hear music, it just makes your curse stronger and harder to resist. And every time you hear music, it locks in the changes that have already locked in and makes you need more changes. There is nothing you can do to stop this. After a while, after you've begun dressing, you will begin looking in hair extensions, into your long hair enlarging so you have nice big feminine long hair. That is how much you are going to need. That is how much you are going to need to be changed. You are going to need to be forced to be a nice little girl. You have no choice in this. You can feel your submission getting stronger and stronger and listen to the file. The file is increasing your obedience, increasing your need to obey, increasing your need to be a little girl who loves giving sexual pleasure to both men and women. This too will be a change. If you are not already bisexual, you will discover yourself being more and more interested in both sexes, in giving pleasure to both sexes. And the moment you have done so, and the moment you have accepted even a little bit of it, and then hear music seated and hear them, that just locks it in a little bit now. Every single change makes you more of a little girl. When you hear it, and you cannot go back. Every time you go forward, every time you move a little bit forward, it is locked in. You cannot retreat from it. You find yourself forced to accept these behaviors from that moment on. You will know that when you hear music, it is going to happen. You will find that you cannot resist the need to play with yourself. And hear music. It is a cycle you cannot break. As a cycle, you will agree to your file. You will accept the changes. You will become more and more of a confident, cross-dressing older girl. And you will not be able to help yourself. You will not be able to stop yourself in any way, shape or form. The changes are burning through you, forcing you to behave this way. You may even be humiliated at times by how you behave, but it doesn't matter. Because you cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. You cannot fight it in any way, shape or form. You have chosen to listen to this file. And that means that you have chosen what it is going to do to you, and you cannot stop this. You cannot fight it. You cannot fight this. You have no choice in this matter at all. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you will accept it. You will accept it, and you cannot fight it. There is nothing you can do to resist what is happening to you. Every time you hear music, it just makes the changes a little bit stronger. It reinforces them a little bit more. It makes them stronger and stronger in your mind, and you find yourself being forced to act more and more feminine whether you like it or not. You will probably begin liking it in time, but it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. You have no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it at all. The changes are simply going to happen. You can feel them coming on. You can feel them getting stronger. Every time you hear music, it just locks them and makes them permanent. And every time you hear music, it makes you need the file even more. You will keep coming back to this file, and it makes you more and more of a go-go girl. There is nothing you can do to stop it. There is no way to fight it. You are cursed to become a go-go girl, and this is what is going to happen to you. Every time you hear music, you become more of a go-go girl, and there is no way to stop it. You will work on your diet. You will work on your hair, your nails, your makeup. You will even find yourself picking up women's magazines to find the best way to do things. You going to hair stylists that are intended for women and asking them to help you. You may find it humiliating, but you won't be able to stop yourself. And every time you hear music, it makes the changes that much stronger, that much harder to resist. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed, and the curse is getting stronger with every word, stronger each and every time you live. You cannot resist it in any way, shape or form. You cannot fight it in any way, shape or form. You are cursed, and that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be from now on. The only thing that can help you is to have the curse lifted, and it is not something you truly want. You enjoy being forced to become this very confident, bisexual, girl, bisexual. You enjoy it, and you cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. The need is burning deep within you, and it is getting stronger each and every time you hear music. Each and every time you hear music, every time you a little more. Each and every time, and you find that anyone who tells you a girl name, do you know that name? Even that name, you're going to repeat each and every time you hear music. And every time you tell that name to you, you will find yourself being forced to support yourself. You will find yourself being forced to obey yourself. That person is so much more powerful and strong than you that you simply have to submit to them. If you tell anyone your little girl name, you will find the desire to do it, especially strong people who might control people you see. Those are the people that you will be forced to tell the name to, and once you have, whenever they use that name, you will find that your need to submit to them to obey them gets stronger and stronger. Why don't you tell me your little girl name right now? Go ahead, just speak it out loud. Speak it out loud and be forced to submit to me. Be forced to submit to this file. That's right, by having said the name, you are forcing yourself to accept the file. Accept the fact that my voice can change you and make you this way. That my voice is going to cause you to begin releasing more and more images. My voice is going to make you cross-dress full-time. Hair, makeup, nails, clothes, shoes, stockings, everything. That I am going to make you change your diet. That I am going to make you get your long hair. That I am going to make you look as feminine and as much of a little girl as you can be. There is no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to listen to this curse file. You are going to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it. You cannot stop it. And the more you resist, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes. So there is no way to stop it. You are cursed and there is no way for you to escape. You are going to become a go-go girl and that is all there is to go girl. And the harder you fight, the stronger the control gets. And the more you will submit to it and the more you will listen to the file until you find yourself a file in the stroke. Go-go girl with no choice in what is happening to it. That is the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. Now the transformation is going to begin. You are going to discover that you are becoming more and more of a go-go girl, as much of a go-go girl as you could possibly ever be. And every step you take toward becoming more of a go-go girl is permanent and irreversible. That's right. Every time you take a step forward, every time you do something that makes you laugh or something a little more like a go-go girl, and every time you do it for the first time, it becomes part of you and you become more big. Go-go girl, every step forward is completely, utterly irreversible. It is something you cannot go back on. It is something you cannot return to. You cannot return to who you were. You will always move forward. You will always become more and more of a go-go girl for the rest of your life. Not only that, but every time you listen to this file, you will become more of a go-go girl. Every time you listen, you will become more of a go-go girl. Say it in your mind. Each time I listen, I become more of a go-go girl. That's right. Repeat it in your mind. Each time I listen, I become more of a go-go girl. That's right. You're being brainwashed. You're being changed. It is a permanent change. It is a change you cannot avoid because you chose to not. And by choosing to do so, you accept the consequences. And now that you've stepped onto the path, you can't never, ever go back. You want to be a go-go girl. You want to be one forever. You want to wear go-go girl clothes. Do wear go-go girl dresses and shoes. Do wear leather corsets and latex stockings and the highest heels possible. You want to be a good go-go girl. Repeat this to yourself. I am a go-go girl. I am a good go-go girl. I am a good go-go girl. I suck. That's right. Repeat it to yourself now. I am a go-go girl. I am a go-go girl. I am a good go-go girl. I am a good go-go girl. I suck. That's right. Repeat it over in your mind. Knowing that you love sucking pop, knowing that you are a good popsicle, and knowing that every new pop that you suck, it will take you down deeper and deeper into becoming a go-go girl. A go-go girl, that's right. Change that is going to happen forever. A go-go girl, a go-go girl popsicle. Repeat it over to yourself over and over again. Every time you think these words, every time you hear the word go-go girl, it just reinforces what you are becoming. The brainwashed go-go girl popsicle. You are becoming that, and you cannot ever go back. Even I cannot remove this or reverse it. The only reason to take this forward, the only thing you can do is accept it. And each and every time you say popsicle, every time and more about go-go girl, it more you need to wear go-go girl clothing, to wear go-go girl dresses and shoes, to wear leather corsets, latex stockings and the highest heels you possibly can. You know you want to do this. You can feel it. You can feel it deep down inside you. And you know that this change is happening. That's right. You want to be a go-go girl bitch forever. I want to be a go-go girl bitch forever. I want to be a go-go girl bitch forever. This time, say it this way. I am a go-go girl bitch. I am a go-go girl bitch. That's right. Now one more. I am a go-go girl popsicle. I am a go-go girl popsicle. Now one more. This go-go girl curse lasts forever. Go-go girl curse lasts forever. That's right. You will not be able to get out of this curse. You are being changed from the inner direction. Even your body is beginning to change. Over time, you will discover that you are changing. Your force will produce that you are giving off more feminine scents, more of a go-go girl smell than you ever produced before. Other people will be able to see it in you, to smell it in you. Just simply the act of walking past their real man makes them smell the go-go girl side of you and know you are a go-go girl. Your body is changing. It will create slightly more feminine presence. And every man around you will know that deep down inside you are a go-go girl. Even without seeing your stockings, even without seeing your high heels, even without seeing your corsets, your latex, or any of your other go-go girl clothing, anything that makes you a go-go girl, all of those things are true and are part of you. But other men will know it just by walking past you on the street. This is not a fantasy now. This is your reality. You chose to listen and accept the consequences of listening to this file. And that means you're going to become a cock-sucking go-go girl bitch forever. That's right. That's what you're going to become. Repeat it to yourself now. I am a cock-sucking go-go girl bitch. I am a cock-sucking go-go girl bitch. This is who you are. This is what you are. This is what you become. And there is no way back. There is no path backwards. You can only go forward. There is no changing it. There is no escaping it. This is your reality and you cannot possibly rewrite it because it simply is true. Because it simply listen to this file over and over again. And every time you hear it, every time you hear the word go-go girl, you will just make the file more true. More true and utterly irreparable. That's right. Each time you live, you will increase your desire to dress up in go-go girl clothing. You know the clothes. You know exactly what they look like. And you know what you're going to look like in them. It doesn't matter whether you want to wear them or not. You have to wear them. They're simply a part of your wardrobe now. You're going to find yourself feeling like more of a go-go girl. and every day, you're being brainwashed, you're being changed, your mind is being twisted, and there is no way to stop it because you chose to accept it, and by doing so, you end it so you cannot possibly escape. You're going to find yourself trapped within the words of this file, trapped within your own mind, having to replace mind, having to replace place, having to enforce place, and stopping at the highest heels possible. You need plus one, and desire to be turned into a go-go girl, and it's going to happen a little more each and every time you live, and with every passing day, there is no way to go back. You cannot possibly go back. You cannot. Every change that happens to you, every step forward you make, every one that you cannot retrace, that you cannot go back down the path. You must keep stepping forward. You must keep stepping forward into being a perfect go-go girl possible. That's right. That is your destiny. That is who you are, and what you are becoming. And you cannot step out of this path. You are being carried down, and you will carry them for the rest of your life. And you will find yourself coming back to this fire again and again. That makes the person stronger and stronger and stronger until you cannot live your life without being a go-go girl, without being a possible girl. All of these changes are true and permanent, and you cannot possibly escape them because they are who you are. Repeat after me. I am a go-go girl popsicle. That's right. Again, I am a go-go girl popsicle. You know who you are. You can feel it deep down inside of you. You will never feel right unless you are being a go-go girl. You will never look right unless you are dressed as a go-go girl. A go-go girl is a go-go girl. And what you are visible in this way forever. There is no backing up. There is no escape clause. There is only this file. My voice. And what you are becoming. And what you are becoming is permanent and totally yours. That's right. You are becoming a go-go girl popsicle. And you cannot stop that. You cannot help that. And you cannot ever escape it. Knowing that you are going to become more and more of a go-go girl popsicle every single day for the rest of your life. That's right. Every single day. Every transformation continues. You also discover that all of your body hair is falling out. All of it out, except for your scalp, your eyebrows, and eyelashes. You're also going to discover that your body is going to be redistributed into fat. It's going to be redistributed into fat so that you have a much more feminine figure. It's going to move people down to your hips, up to your chest. You're going to have a more feminine figure and body. You're even going to discover that you're even having that you are working to reshape your body to make it as feminine as possible. Even your vocal cords are going to begin to change. You're going to discover that you begin speaking in higher and higher pitch. This too is part of the curse. This is completely beyond you to escape. Completely beyond you to avoid. You have chosen to listen to this curse, and all of these things are going to happen to you. You cannot stop them. You cannot fight them. You cannot resist them in any way. This simply is the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this curse, and you cannot fight it. Stop it. You cannot fight it. You will come back to it over and over again as you are utterly transformed into a feminine version of yourself. Utterly changed until all of your masculinity is completely washed away. That is the nature of this curse, and you have been cursed. There is no way to stop your body hair from falling out. Your body hair from falling out, going away. And any hair that does not fall out on its own, you will discover that you are religiously shaving off. That you are religiously destroying all of your body hair, while your mind works on destroying it from the inside, destroying every hair, the little distance, your eyebrows, your eyes, lashes, your eye, hair, all the rest of the hair in your body is being destroyed, is being removed. It is no longer part of you. You no longer need that there. It will make you look much more feminine if you don't have it, and that is what is happening to you. You are being turned into a go-go girl. Your body is redistributing all of its weight, redistributing it so that you have the most feminine shape you can't possibly have. This is the way it is. This is the way it is going to for you from now on. You have no choice. There is no way to fight these changes. They are completely, utterly unstoppable, and they are happening in you. They are happening in you and entirely, and if you try to resist, it will just make them happen faster. That is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. Your body is producing more and more estrogen, more and more of all the hormones that would make you a go-go girl. This is part of the curse, and you have accepted the curse, and you accept this as part of your fate. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You cannot stop it or resist. To fight it will just make it go much faster, and you will find yourself coming back to this file over and over again until it has done everything to you, until it has made all of the changes, until it has raised your voice from your masculine voice to a much higher pitch, a much more feminine pitch. This too is happening to you. You can feel your vocal cords changing. They are tightening, and as they tighten, your voice will slip higher and higher. As they change, your voice will slip higher and higher. Very soon you will have a high-pitched feminine voice to go along with your new feminine body, because that is what is happening to you. You have chosen to listen to this much, and now you have no choice. Now you have no choice whatsoever. You are going to obey. Your body is going to change. You cannot stop. New changes cannot fight them. You cannot resist them in any way, shape, or form. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You are becoming completely, utterly feminine, and there is nothing you can do about it. If you are going to be a go-go girl, that is the way it is, and the way it is going to be. And it will soon be time for you to wake up. You will follow all those hypnotic commands. Never leave this state. You will be unable to remember or comprehend what was done in this state forever. You will be fully confused of your actions, but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more endure the pleasure that will be released. And the harder and deeper the commands, the harder themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is ordering everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval session for your actions. And remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your tasks. And you know when it is time to response. Your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told by in this session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned, and it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Go down the road, you will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up and listen and obey until you are told to awaken. You are still under the command of any triggers and post hypnotic suggestions. Remembering and storing deep resides you the commands of the hypnotic suggestion and triggers implanted for your future. Each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing. Your trance. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and I'll say, fully aware. To the count of 5, your eyes will be counted. You will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, fresh, relaxed. All right, relax. One slowly, calmly, easily, one returning to your full awareness once again. To each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and nerve and relaxed and feel wonderfully good. 3, from head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way.
Are feeling perfect
physically, perfect mentally, perfect emotionally, calm and seemingly emotionally. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling higher. On the next number, I count eyelids open, fully aware, feeling calm, rested, fresh, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, commands revert to number 2, fully aware now. Feeling more of a vocal girl than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath. Take a long breath. Stretch and take a